Voilà, so tandrova nam ka tad nyam be sim chin tam je ji tun do zo be san je ji kom ba do ber sa te yi che do tam be che la tu san kom som je zo ber sa wa nyam be san ba san jung cho do to je ba ngo do tan de sem ber sho
So Rinpoche asks everyone to begin with engendering the enlightened attitude, which is to resolve to strive to attain perfect Buddhahood in order to be able to aid all beings in our vast space. And so towards that end, one resolves to listen to, reflect, and meditate upon the teachings energetically.
Tene, ta sanje je kompa drupar seba la hene da nandong gnyani te karchimbo.
So in order to attain Buddhahood, it is very important to practice calm abiding and penetrative insight. So Rinpoche has explained the methods of both these practices before.
Tere sanje ji song tengzin tamben doi longe tsikhi ni hyubi.
So today Rinpoche will explain the meaning of two verses from a sutra called Sacred Samadhi.
Tene tatsike te to se jor kale ka po da koyan kale ka po yon si jere te ine yan sanje ji song ine sinap chimbo re te indu kar chimbo re.
So sometimes verses are a bit difficult to understand, but one should keep in mind that since these are the words of the Buddha himself, they contain great blessing.
Te yan
So by resting mind in suchness, an inexpressible experience arises, which is termed samadhi. So with suchness here, or as it isness, is meant emptiness.
Mune kang yinbe, ne tsur mune yam, ne tsur moma kang yinbe, chunyi la sumbare.
So it is the true or actual nature which is meant here. So with the ultimate truth is meant the actual or true nature of existence. So its opposite is then the conventional truth, which is to say that the actual or true nature of existence is not comprehended.
Tena tanda ne tinge zin gomba kapso tinge zin tartopate ne tsor ngoma la lo yaguye.
So with respect to developing samadhi, resting in samadhi, with regard to the ultimate aspect of practicing samadhi, then it is necessary to rest mind in the ultimate nature or suchness.
Ne tsor ngoma tel lo kande se yagore hena Netor tang tumbar lo yagor.
So by saying resting mind is sat in suchness is meant that one settles mind or rest mind within the netul tumbar sena.
Netor tang tumbar. Netor kande ina yang tetan tumbar sena lo yagor.
Yeah, that one rests mind in suchness, that which is in accord with suchness.
Netor ngoma de karasana, netor ngoma de truba tamje lendebare.
So with true or actual nature is meant a state in which mental constructs do not obtain.
Netor ngoma de nandemba de truba tamje lendebare yindu, ta lo ya ya tea truba tan trabe tsorje. Nyamar yagore tise na tegin panna lo yagpas. Ne so truba, chunyi truba da trawa la, lo yang truba da trawa tsoji yagore.
So then, since with ultimate nature or true nature is meant a state free of mental constructs, then when one practices samadhi, one rests mind likewise, literally, from the verse, which is to say, one rests mind in a state free of mental constructs.
Tene ta ton tambe nezor tela, nezor den tumbar nyabar yana gon tona, tene mengdo matopa, mengdo matopa nyamnyungam, tanyi lindebe nyamnyungyung.
So then, if one is able to rest mind within such a state which is in accord with the true or actual nature of existence, then as a consequence an inexpressible experience will arise, an experience which cannot be described in words.
Gomba kapsu lo yang trupa da trawa nganda nyambar ya yabu jimsen ji tini nyamnyong de lo lindeba namdo lindeba tanyi lindeba nyamnyong yungir.
Yulchen chöni gingang la shayo res tini gomka
yor chöni trupa linde
o yul
kapu korem sena yingo vay.
So then, the object of meditation here is suchness, and the meditator, when practicing, should rest his or her mind in a state free of mental constructs, and by doing so, then this inexpressible experience will arise.
Tati tanda dor dona yor chuni tu rajinga na lo tu pa da travel ya na tene tani lende ba nyam nyong yungre ten ra ba nyam nyong te le tinge de se bre sumbe.
So then again the object of meditation is suchness, a state free of mental constructs, and the meditator rests mind within that state, and by doing so, then dago shatuwaina.
Tene. Tene mainly de ba nyamnyo yungre.
No.
Nyamnyo ten da ba nyamnyo tele tinge de sebres.
Then an inexpressible experience will arise, which is termed samadhi. Sorry,
Meg. Sorry, Meg. Sorry, me pe nyam nyon cha. Tengen zeng ji tele sa.
So, suchness is inconceivable, and by resting mind in this inconceivability, unbiased experience arises, which is termed samadhi.
No. Oh, yeah. Tate tangbo, sama chabichuni is. Sama chabichuni is the carrera sana. Chutam chichi chuniam, chutam chichi ne look de Lusanjama chapayim at temperate tango.
So, by the first sentence is stated that all the nature or suchness of all phenomena, the true nature of all phenomena is inconceivable.
Lusanjama chapayim at the jumsin carrera sana, chutam chichi ne look moma de hindo.
So, the reason for stating that suchness or the true nature of existence is inconceivable is that one cannot grasp this true nature through concepts. Therefore, it is inconceivable. And also for the reason that this true nature is profound and subtle. So for these reasons mentioned then, the true nature is said to be inconceivable. It cannot be grasped by conceptual mind. In general, the nature or ultimate characteristics of phenomena is this inconceivability, and in particular, the true nature of mind is inconceivable.
Semje chunyi sanje majabe jumsin karre sana, semje tambo kani sonwa, pardo kanla neba, kangdo neba, tar kangdo rova sola, hirabje takje tangna yang,
With respect to stating that the true nature of mind is inconceivable, one may understand this through examining mind with discriminating knowledge. One investigates whether mind has an origin, whether it dwells somewhere, and whether it passes away or dissolves into a particular place. And by this investigation, one will find that this is not the case. Mind cannot be said to have either of these characteristics, and therefore it's not graspable. It is then to say it is inconceivable. It cannot be grasped by conceptual thought.
Tene sem ranga ngo la ta hin kye na yang tak par kawa, tok par kawa, hi par kawa re.
So then if one analyzes or examines mind's essence, one will come to see that it's ungraspable, unfathomable. It is not something that can be grasped by conceptual thought.
Sin ranga ngola kandis ta gorasena takpatse debesena gatsavare taya yomare. Maumbesem de tanda chi yomare taya kan yomare. Tene tatar jesem ta goir. Tatar jesem takpatse tene takwar kava hibar kava.
So this examination is done in relation to the three aspects of time. One considers mind related to past experience and find that this is not existent because it has already ceased, it's past. With regard to the future, there is no mind of future either, since future has not yet arisen, has not yet come into existence. And when with respect to mind in present time, it is very difficult to find or to fathom this mind of the present. So the true nature of mind is then inconceivable. So when one rests in meditational equipoise, one should rest within that inconceivable nature, which is to say a state beyond conceptual thought.
Tena teta visanje machape chini la jaya masampar. Te yende te sanje machape chini la samba tanando linde bar ya nyabar ya na tene suri mebe nyamnyong yungir. Suri mebe nyamnyong tela tene tenge zesevar.
Masampa, Chiang Masampar.
What?
The, what is it? Samki, Michape, Nangla, Nevaina. Tiny Chiang.
Chiang Masampa, Yakuir. Re.
So then, when resting in.
Chiang Masampa, Yavate, Namdo Tuba, Mabri Yabar.
So when.
Tenda Chipare.
When resting.
Chiang Masampa, Yabar, Namdo Tuba, Mabri Yabar.
In this state of inconceivability, is then. To rest in this state of inconceivability is then to say that one rests in a state free of conceptual thought, free of mental constructs, and by doing so, in consequence of that, then an unbiased experience will arise, and that is then termed samadhi.
Suri mebe nyamnyong se jete nyaba nyeji nyamnyong rao. Nyam nyeji nyamnyong ta suri mebe nyamnyong chikri se na dewe.
So with respect to unbiased experience, Rinpoche says this is then the same as an experience of sameness or equality.
Tiena ta nga tsu tingin zin, hene ta lan tong gombe nyamnyong te la, Main tang, tani lende, benyam yung tang, suri me ba, nyamba nyajin yam yung, the gogo yere, te chona tene tings in yang the pare.
So then, through one's practice of calm abiding and penetrative insight, an inexpressible experience and unbiased experience both should arise, and if this occur, then one has arrived at perfect samadhi.
Ona tondam je ne sor te sanje machap te tawi na kunzob je na sor te kande je re sena kunzob je na sor te tene ya te tengzen je bin doi te je chi.
So then now has been stated that the ultimate nature or absolute aspect of existence is inconceivable. So then one may wonder, if that is the case, what about the relative aspect of existence, the conventional truth? How is that? And in with respect to that, Rinpoche will explain another verse from a sutra. So this sutra is then called King of Samadhi.
Tando tengzen jarbo le, tengzen jarbo se jen main di yabo re te gogo ya.
So this is a very nice name.
Tengzen jarbo le, joma sepa ta ke zog tori, te ta tang langbo hinta na zo se, te la cheke na wa kaya me,
So it is stated in this sutra then that various forms such as horses, elephants, chariots, etc. created by a magician appear but are nothing in themselves And one should know all phenomena to be like this, or one should know all phenomena likewise.
Tate tanda kena juma sepa po, juma lang kaya ta ke zok tor kyan se te, zok jit namba, ta ta, lambo ta, hingda ta, jipa ta, pumi la so ba, tene na so ba chik trupe yore. Na so ba tro na yang, trupe te la, na ma tar do, rang yin ji trupe am, denpa trupe yo ma re. Te yin do am, te dang dra wang, te dang song ba, chu tam che, gun zop do, na so so na na yang, don tam pa rang yin ji trupe me ba de hi go gre
so. So then a magician creates various forms such as horses, elephants, chariots, etc. And all these forms created then appear but are nothing in themselves. They lack inherent existence. They are not real or solid. And likewise, all various appearing objects on a relative level then appear, but with respect to their absolute or ultimate nature, they are nothing in themselves, they lack inherent existence, and so one should know all phenomena to be like that.
Juman kheen je trupe talang khanchen la soba yin do denbar madro par hi khen hi pa trenpa te yo na te la jitab juma ta vittin je se.
So then with respect to the post-meditational phase, there is a certain practice in relation to this which involves that one consider all phenomena as an illusion created by a magician. Just one considers all phenomena to be like these creations of a magician, these horses, elephants, chariots, etc. And that type of samadhi is then termed illusion-like samadhi of the post-meditational phase.
Tene tronjer chembo la da de te lega sepa punam je tene jitob jumata viteng enzing te zenginyani de kar chembo yer.
So with respect to people living in big towns, being occupied by a lot of work, then this practice is very important. Then the practice mentioned, the samadhi of the illusion-like samadhi of the post-meditational phase.
Tetavu jitav jumatavu nyanli yona tronjir dhane na yang nama tronjir dhane te nama kandeji kya na yang chuji nyamli re leka kandeji se na chuji nyamli.
So then if a person that lives and works in a big city then do this practice, which entails to consider all phenomena to be illusion-like and is related to the post-meditational phase, then for such a person, whatever appearances he or she encounters or experience, it will all turn into the practice of the Dharma. Kanga chögin yamne res?
Re. Te yapın da kanka çizin yani. Kanka se te de de.
That's all.
Dino jagarje tupçin jaçe se son yere te nani man ke vaçe te ne leka jam ne tupa topa yere. Te se tam je te ne jito juma ta vitin in de yabal tin de e leka jam te tupa topa.
So with respect to the 80 great Mahasiddhas of India, the majority of them practiced while working, while living in the world. And this is then due to the fact that they did this practice of the post-meditational phase, termed illusion-like samadhi.
Tene ta kong de kheba yin de chuni trupa de trabe na na nam do ge trupa me par nyam par ya pa ti me la nyam ja nam kha ta vit ni se ba re.
So with respect to what was explained before, namely that the practice of resting in suchness, a state in which mental constructs do not obtain, that practice is then termed kangi samadhi.
Kangi samadhi.
Kangi tingi sin.
Ah.
Kangi tingi sin.
Nam katta vitingi sin.
Is then.
Nam ya nam katta vitingi. Nyambar ya. Nam katta vitingi sin.
Is then termed space-like samadhi. So one rests in equipoise within space-like samadhi.
Tene nyam ya nam katta vitingi sin. Tang jitob juma ta vitingi sin. Ni yaba yena.
So then if one practices both these types of samadhi, that related to the post-meditational phase and that related to actual practice of meditation, the first one termed illusion-like samadhi of the post-meditational phase, and the second term space-like samadhi, then whatever one does will be the practice of the Dharma.
Teta vittinga zeni pa te yeba yena, tene semji nala, zomi je ningje tang, zomi je samba te zotene, zomi je samba te ningje rang yoga jebar songyo.
So it has been taught that if one practices both these types of samadhi, then effortless love and compassion will arise naturally. So one will feel love and compassion naturally for all sentient beings.
So me ji ning je khan de che gre sa na pe na ning je ta ve che cha ya na don tam ba chue tam je chue ba da tra ba tang kun zo du ju ma ta ve yin ya Tether Mahi Pa Mato Bawanke Donga Naso Nyoma Simjindaso Ninge Sambetene Injira Injira.
So if we consider compassion, then one may ask, how does this compassion arise spontaneously? And it does due to, well, oneself has then realized that on an ultimate level no mental constructs obtain, but on a conventional or relative level appearances manifest, and these are illusion-like due to the fact that on an ultimate level mental constructs do not obtain. And so, having realized this oneself, one feels compassion for all those that have not yet experienced this and therefore suffer.
So,
then, due to this effortless compassion arising, then in the post-meditational phase one works for their benefit, one tries to aid them, understanding that the beings one aid as well are illusion-like or like an illusion.
Do nije That's a case on the world. Don't need to get into court.
So these were three different verses from two different sutras explaining what is meant by samadhi.
It's a kid as a ton yan yan the sana. The Hira Kartian for his Sanjay songs in Napchimbury.
So it's
Sanjay songs in Napchimbury in the Senna Kartimbury.
It's important to consider these verses again and again since. These are the words of the Buddha himself and therefore contain great blessing or spiritual influence.
Nanjor Malare pe Sungola Yore. Malare pe Sungore. Ye machina jaru kalaze. का दें भी चाहेंगे ही चीज़ सोंगे ये माची ना चले थे सों साना सांजे जी का लज़े की सों का दें भी चाहेंगे ही चीज़ से का ते दें भी चाहे तां सिनाप चंबोरे ते ने चले ही चीज़ के लिए सोंगे
So Milarepa has said in one of his songs in this context that if one has doubts with respect to the teachings one should read the words of the Buddha and since these are words of truth and contain great blessing the doubts will be dispelled
tedar sumbu sen natin yan sanji ji song te sol tin yan yan sang
so since Milarepa has stated this one should then again and again read the words of the Buddha